It was another frustrating day at Kochi for the Dulieb Trophy final between North Zone and South Zone. Play finally got underway at 3:30 PM local time, with Gautam Gambhir unavailable for North Zone due to fever. However, only 10 overs were bowled before bad luck brought an early close. South Zone lost both openers Abhinav Mukund and Lokesh Rahul and reached dunks on 33 for 2. There was similar disappointment at tonight's match in South Africa's Momentum One Day Cup between Warriors and Cape Cobras. It was abandoned without a ball bowled due to rain at Buffalo Park. The two sides occupy the top two places in the table, although they have played more games than the other franchises at this early stage in the competition. Knights are in action against Dolphins this evening, with Titans playing Lions. A roundup of those games will follow in tomorrow's domestic cricket podcast. Borderluck headed for victory over Easton's in the CSA three-day provincial competition. They have reduced their opponents to 140 for 9 in their second innings, a lead of only 74 runs. Burton De Vett hit 102 as Border earned a 66-run first innings lead. Leg spinner Gian Koopman then took 4 for 31 in Easton's second innings. KwaZulu Natal inland closed on 291 for 4 in reply to Free State's 388. The Free State top three of Leif Messina, Simon Kamari and Joanna van Wake all fell within spitting distance of centuries. Imran Khan then made no such mistake for KwaZulu Natal inland. He hit 120 at 130 for the second wicket with Saral Avee. Namibia is still 137 runs adrift of Boland. They were bowled out for 216 and reached 119 for 2 by stumps in their second innings after being asked to follow on. Keegan Peterson became the third Boland batsman to reach three figures this morning before they finally declared at 472 for 5. Helroy Poyles and Carl Raubenheimer then shared 7 wickets in the Namibian reply. Wicketkeeper Heinrich Klassen hit a career best 185 as Northerns earned a huge 301-run first innings lead over South Western Districts. They made 419, with Gershwin Rabi taking 5 for 99. South Western Districts are making much better fist of their second innings and closed on 263 for 2. Waldo Letegan hit 103, but 106 with fellow opener Ross McMillan. Letegan and new batsman Lothando Meander then added a further 152. Meander ended unbeaten with 92. Western Province trailed North West by 36 runs, reaching stumps in their second innings on 66 for 1. North West has earned a 102-run first innings lead earlier in the day by being dismissed for 308. More than 100 Australian cricketers met in Sydney this week as the Australian Cricketers Association prepares to submit a report to the governing body outlining the areas it thinks the game in the country needs improving. Chief Executive of the ACA, Paul Marsh, will then present the report to Cricket Australia in December. CA themselves have, as part of a separate presentation from their team performance manager Pat Howard, insisted that progress has been made on most of the recommendations of the 2011 Argos review. David Willey, Brad Hodge, James Fuller and Luke Wright have all signed to play for Auckland Aces in this season's HRV Cup in New Zealand. Gloucestershire bowler Fuller played for Otago last season and were part of the Aces lineup for the whole tournament. The other three will share the second overseas berth. The tournament starts at the beginning of next month. In India, Saurashtra batsman Sitanzu Kotak has announced his retirement from first-class cricket at the age of 41. Kotak will play one final time for his stake in the Ranji Trophy opener later this month. During a 129-match career, he has scored almost 8,000 runs at an average of 41.64. It continues to be contract renewal season on the county circuit. Lancashire are leading the way today, with 15 players signing new contracts. Youngsters Jordan Clark, Alex Davies, Aaron Lilly and Lewis Rees have all committed their futures to the Division 2 champions for 2 more seasons. Carl Brown, Carl Hogg, Paul Horton, Simon Kerrigan, Stephen Parry, Luke Proctor and Tom Smith have all done likewise. Meanwhile, all-rounder Liam Livingston has progressed from a scholarship to a full contract, while Captain Glenn Chappell, along with Oliver Newby and Andrea Agathangalu, have extended their contracts until the end of the 2014 season. Seam bowler Ollie Freckingham has become the latest player to sign a new deal with Leicestershire. The 24-year-old was the Foxes' leading wicket-taker in the disappointing 2013 campaign and has signed a 2-year extension. Meanwhile, Sussex seam bowler James Anion has committed his future to the Hove-based club for a further 2 seasons. And finally, Graham White will return to Northamptonshire from Nottinghamshire in a move that has long been expected. White spent part of the 2013 season on loan at Wantage Road and has signed a 2-year contract.